It's Budweiser's From the Sidelines, presented by North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. And let's, cautiously talk some Cleveland Browns football with Fox 8's own John Telitz. JT, whew, I hope you are doing better than what seems like about half of the Browns roster right now with this recent COVID outbreak. Crazy stuff, man. Crazy.
It really is crazy, Rocco. I can recall Tuesday saying on the air that not necessarily that this is unprecedented, but this is really something that the Browns had not seen. And then they followed up with the next day, six more names, including the head coach and the quarterback. But hey, you know, it's full speed ahead, apparently. That's what it seems like, Rocco.
Well, that's all you can do. And I feel like that's what the NFL is going to do with this game. There's already a bunch of different reports and rumors that the NFL has no real intention to move the game. And like we talked about before we started recording here, there's only one other game on Saturday afternoon. It's the Saturday evening game between Indianapolis and New England. And you'd have to imagine the NFL wants something good heading into that game. So Browns and Raiders will all, in all likelihood, still play at 4:30 this Saturday. But JT, how do you even begin to go about game planning for this one when you're, you know, probably without your head coach, without your starting quarterback, a plethora of other guys, starters on the roster? I think we said 11 or so total starters right now out with COVID. I mean, how do you even begin to adjust game plan wise for this?
Well, why don't they ask that question, how do you eat an elephant? And the answer being one bite at a time. And that's kind of how they went about their business early last year when they were dealing with COVID, when the NFL was in this big state of, will this even happen? They went bit by bit as they did virtual meetings, the running backs working with the running backs, the receivers with the receivers, and being compartmentalized in their training and their focus. And it's kind of like they're back to that this week. On Wednesday, they were just going to do a walkthrough, and they're deal that they had hoped would be to have some kind of a practice, you know, as we sit here today, that's being played on a Thursday, have it being a full kind of a practice today would give them a little bit of a sense of who some of these guys are that they elevated to the practice squad and more than likely are going to be elevated from the practice squad up to the regular roster, the active roster for Saturday. So many moving parts, and I guess you take a little bit of solace, and I know Coach Stefanski mentioned it yesterday when he spoke with the media, same thing for Mike Prefer, you know that you've done this before, and you not only did it, you did it in a playoff game, and you had the head coach out in his basement, you had the offensive coordinator actually getting to call the plays, you had Prefer being the head football coach, and they prepared that week as if Stefanski was going to be there, and they're preparing this week as if Stefanski is going to be there, although 99.9% of us believe he won't. They did the same thing a year ago. He prepared the team up until game time, and then that's when Mike Prefer took over. That's when AVP took over calling the plays, and that's when Joe Woods did his normal job of calling the defense. And it's a huge responsibility. You could say unfair, but then you look not too far from Cleveland. You can look at our old friend Odell Beckham Jr. and the outbreak that's going on at his team, the Los Angeles Rams. So it's not just a Cleveland thing, but the amount of guys here in Cleveland versus other teams seems to be a little bit top-heavy, to say the least.
Well, and I won't ask you to play Dr. Fauci here, John, but, if I saw this correctly on Wednesday from Adam Schefter, I think there's, seven teams in enhanced COVID protocols right now. So do you see this being a bit of a league-wide distraction and issue as we head down the home stretch here?
Well, it's kind of a little tussle between the NFLPA and the NFL itself. I know J.C. Treader has said from the get-go he wants everyday testing. And as you know, the situation is, players are tested weekly unless you go into enhanced protocols, and then it's a daily thing. And the pessimistic person, the fatalist one, would say, oh, my gosh, you can't test every day because then you're going to see more positive tests. Well, I think if you test it every day, and they say that 99.9% of these players have had the vaccine, well, then if you test it every day, you're doing more to kind of protect those that don't have the protection, if you will. And so, and you can stop, quote-unquote, outbreaks from happening if you're getting that information on a daily basis. Who needs to isolate? Who needs to stay away? Who needs to get a couple of negative tests? And the weird thing we're in now is that, you know, last year, a lot of those rules as far as whether or not they would move a game or have any leeway to some movement room, if you will, for them to make accommodations to slide one game to another date because this team was affected, that was pre-vaccination. And I think now that the vaccine has been with us since early 2021, I think the NFL established these rules, in fact, even asking personnel on the teams, the coaches, the people that work for the football teams, all have to get boosters by the 27th of this month. It's just another incentive, if you will, to get everybody more on board with that, in their eyes, in the league's eyes, have it safer. But I would think right now, nothing short of like a governmental thing taking over this, taking over the National Football League, the president stepping in, that, certainly that would be absurd. It's not going to happen. Or the only thing that would change the have this game move at all would be if the commissioner came in, broke in and said, all right, this is a little bit too much. We'll make a concession this time. But I just don't think the league's going to move. They were the first league that went full speed ahead when COVID took place. I know we've talked about this before, Rocco, about how the league said, nope, we're having the draft. Yep, we're having football. There's going to be camp. There's going to be this. There's going to be that. And they went ahead and did that. And so I don't see them. I would be really surprised if they changed this game.
Yeah, history would certainly be on your side there with that assumption, JT, and I'll be right there with you. I don't think the NFL's going to budge on this kickoff time on Saturday. I guess I guess you could say stranger things have happened, but with the NFL, I'm thinking they're not going to budge too much. Again, John Telich is our guest here on Budweiser's From the Sidelines, presented by North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. JT, I want to talk about the offensive line, because in a game like this against the Raiders, I thought, this game last year was one they really, really should have had, and now, this year a chance to get him back. I feel like a lot of that starts with the offensive line play.
It sure does, and I think we could also take into account, let's think what's going to happen. I'm hearing like low 40s. The game's going to be played at 4:30. That's when the sun is setting. It's going to get colder. If you got the right things in line, you could be dealing with some kind of rain, wind. You could be dealing with even snow. So I'm saying it's just going to be a day to run the football. But there's two new parts that you have to get in place for this offensive line. You've got James Hudson, who got a game under his belt as the plug-in last week. We didn't hear his name, so he must have done okay. So you have Hudson at right tackle. The backup that will be plugged in at right guard, we believe, is going to be done. And then you've got your center, J.C. Treader. Good to know that. You have a Pro Bowl guard in Betonio to the left of him, and then plugged in for Jedrick will be the guy that played for him quite a bit early in the season when Jedrick Wills had the ankle situation, and that would be Blake Hance. So a lot of different moving parts, and let me throw something in here that kind of makes it even more dicey, is the fact that you might not have any kind of practice, maybe just walkthroughs. It won't be a parking garage in the Meadowlands outside of the Jets stadium, but you may have walkthroughs this week being all that you can do, provided they can't get the go-ahead to have a practice today, Thursday, here in Berea. So that's going to be difficult. Now, you're not playing the Ravens. The Ravens handled them running the football very well, kept them under 100 yards, made it a very difficult day for Nick Chubb. At least the offense at least tried to run more than they did in the previous encounter with the Ravens. So can you run on the Las Vegas Raiders? I know what happened a year ago, Rocco. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that was just a case of Las Vegas came into the stadium. It was a horrible day.
Terrible.
It was one of those two weather days that was just not fit for beast nor man.
Yep.
And they beat the Browns, just punched them in the mouth the whole game. They beat them physically. So I would assume the Raiders, who are in disarray in their own regard, they've been circling the drain for this pretty much this season with the Gruden stuff and all that circled around it.
Yep.
I would imagine if they have nothing else, they're just going to want to come in and be physical with the Browns. Can the Browns be physical back? I'm not sure. You're missing now Malik McDowell on the defensive line. You're missing a backup defensive lineman. Obviously, you have the two defensive backs in Hill and Johnson, who have been playing pretty well this in the recent games. The defense has played more synchronized. This could just be, you know, like a backyard brawl kind of a football game, because the elements might just dictate that it be that way. And Nick Chubb will be seeing how many yards he can get, and if that's enough to hold on for a victory. It's just going to be a bizarre Saturday, I think, down at the lakefront.
Well, JT, it seems like any chance the Browns have at a postseason run needs to start with a win this Saturday over the Raiders. So is there enough left in the tank on either side of the football for this team to kind of go blow for blow, punch for punch with the Raiders and get a win to move to 8-6 on Saturday? Do they have it in them?
Well, I'm really not sure. Let me just say this. A year ago, they, you know, peaked at the right time of the year, but they had far more pieces, parts than they do in this particular week. Do they have the guys that can mentally handle this kind of pressure, this kind of a setback, and kind of like a situation that they shouldn't, on a day-to-day basis, be ready for? I think they have the guys that can handle it, but I don't know if they can get into like just a physical tussle with the Las Vegas Raiders. We'll see. You know, you're going to see some of these younger players will get some time. Higgins will be, out there on the field, I would assume. Donovan Peoples-Jones. But it's got to be a super run-centric kind of an attack, and Las Vegas has to know that that's the direction that they're going to go in. And I think, I don't know if I'm ready to say that they could actually win this game. It's just so crazy. Give it a couple more days and maybe one or two more players or three more players are able to return. We don't know as we stand here talking at this moment the status of Njoku and Jamie Gillen,
mm-hmm.
and also one other player that was with them, Anthony Walker Jr., the linebacker. We don't know their statuses because as we record this on Wednesday, they have not been cleared. So they're kind of like an afterthought. There's been so much news on the front burner. These guys are afterthought COVID news from last week, which seems like 1,000 years ago.
Right. Isn't that amazing? It's like, okay, yeah, these three guys, it's not great, but at least it's not too bad. And then here we are a couple of days later, and everything's just hit the fan, as they say. So it'll be interesting to see what happens this Saturday, JT. You be safe around that facility, and hopefully we're talking about an 8-6 Cleveland Browns football team next week. How about it?
All right, we will see, Rocco. Hope you guys all have a safe weekend. Just be on the guard when you're out and about. It's crazy. You just never know with the environment that things are in right now. Just never know what's going to happen.
No, you don't. You take care, JT. Thank you for your time, man.
You got it.